Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. Well, after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Jim Donovan is our guest and a longtime friend, an original member of our Brain Trust. Jim has been an inspirational speaker and writer for many years. He's the author of the new book, Handbook to a Happier Life, published by another friend of ours, Mr. Mark Allen, and with New World Library. And Jim's got some things he wants to talk to us about. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. How's Miss Georgia?
She's doing great.
We'll give her our best.
She's fine here.
Jim, you've been doing a little writing on outsourcing. You've been talking about outsourcing, and that's been on your mind lately. And what are your thoughts? What do you think about outsourcing?
Well, I've been writing about it, and I have an article I'm about to send off to a business publication. It's kind of, I don't know, everybody's complaining about companies outsourcing and jobs going overseas and this, that, and the other thing, which is valid. What people are not seeing or don't seem to be admitting to is that a lot of the cause of that are those same people that demand the absolute rock-bottom prices and support the businesses that are creating, that are causing the jobs to go overseas. Typically, the big box stores. Because what they'll do is they'll drive a vendor down so low in price that there's no way in the world they can make the product in this country. That just happened to a friend of mine's company, a company called Artscape here in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. They had a big manufacturing process going for artwork, and they had a big contract in place for Marshalls, and the price just got so bare bones that they had to either take it out of the country or just not vendor to the company. Mm-hmm. So they chose not to vendor. That contract would have created probably 5 or 6 jobs in a small factory. So that's what's happening, and people don't seem to notice that. You know, when the gist of my article is you can't have it both ways. You can't get the absolute lowest price and expect jobs to stay in the United States, because the jobs are going places where people make in a day what we make in an hour.
Yeah.
They make maybe in a week what we make in an hour.
Well,
that's why the prices are so low. So if you want those prices, be ready to sacrifice the jobs.
Well, where we are right now, Jim, is we're in a period of time that I think is unprecedented in the United States, because we're in a transition period from the manufacturing age, from the industrial age, to the information age. And there are winners and losers in that situation. One of the winners in this transition that we're making is the consumer.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I, you said a minute ago, you've got to decide, are you willing to sacrifice jobs to be able to buy a shirt cheaper or a pair of pants or something like that? But the thing is, there are many things that are being purchased, the consumers can purchase today less expensively, especially when adjusted for inflation, than they could have 5, 10, 20 years ago. There are many things like that, and the consumer benefits from that. And the thing is that in America, our standard of living benefits from that. But there are losers, and that is the restructuring of our workforce right now.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting, I'm not beating up on the Walmarts and the Marshalls, because I'll go to any of them myself on occasion. What I'm suggesting is people put a little balance into it. I had a conversation yesterday with an appliance store owner, and I flat out said to him, how do you compete with Best Buy? And he said, I compete just fine, because they have a buying co-op, because they have free delivery, because they have free setup, because they have all these little perks that you wind up paying extra for the bigger stores. So, I have a choice. Now, I can go, we're moving soon, and I can go buy a new refrigerator at Best Buy for X dollars, or I can go to my local appliance store for maybe X plus 2%, if that. I'm going to choose to support the local business, because that money's coming back in the community. That's a big part of it for me.
Well,
where do the dollars go?
And you may be right. I mean, the money may be it is going to stay in the community because of the business that lives there. But the products that they sell you might have been made overseas.
They're coming from wherever.
They come from
manufacturing.
Wherever.
Yeah, and like you pointed out, the manufacturing is where the big shift is taking place. Because no, you can no longer competitively manufacture most things in the United States. We have to kind of accept that and be willing to change the model.
Well,
the
beauty of the American marketplace is that we have lots of choices.
Yeah.
And I personally choose not to. I mean, I do almost no business with Walmart, the main reason is because that's not. I don't want to park. You know, in a 6-acre parking lot, and then walk, you know, across a 100,000 square foot building or however big they are, you know, to get a gallon of milk. I'm not, or whatever I need. That's not what I want to do. I find things that are I would rather shop where it's more convenient, and I'm willing to pay a little bit more for that. So, the thing is in America we all have choices. But the bottom line is because of the way the marketplace is going, the global marketplace, you and I as consumers are better off because of outsourcing.
Yeah. Well, what you just said brings up there's another thought in my article, and it's really getting into my turf and what I believe and what I write about in all my books and what I speak about and what I teach, is that there is abundance in the universe, so I don't have to save the nickel on the container of milk. I don't have to save the $50 on a washing machine, because I can create all the money I want, and I can create all the wealth that I want, and create all the abundance that I want. Getting the cheapest price is not so important. There are other factors that weigh heavier than the price. And when people understand that, the whole shopping for the absolute rock-bottom price is really feeding a lack mentality. And saying that, well, I don't have enough, so I got to find the lowest price because I can't afford the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the way that feels for myself or for anyone else.
Well,
I believe we deserve the best, and we can have it.
One of the things that sometimes I get called on the carpet about is in my support of free trade, global free trade. Sometimes that's you know, small business owners get hurt by global free trade. They can get hurt if they can't make the transition. And when we come back, I want to talk about that right after these messages. We'll be back with our good friend Jim Donovan, the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. It's 20 after. Stay with me. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jim Donovan, the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. Jim, give us your website, please.
It is www.jimdonovan.com.
One I, two O's, and an A in that name, ladies and gentlemen. And they can find out more about your book there, can't they?
They can find out about my books. They can find articles. You can sign up for my free newsletter. There's some great resources in the links page to some other people, including you. Right now, I have an interesting offer for a limited time, all four of my books as e-books for $19.95.
All right.
Which is a pretty good deal. They were selling well.
Including the handbook?
No, I'm sorry. Not including handbook.
Not that one.
This is your life, not a dress rehearsal. Reclaim your life, take charge of your destiny, and marketing your own business.
Right. Check.
Two of those are not in print as
right.
printed books
mm-hmm.
yet. Actually, Destiny is in Japan. It gets complicated. Don't ask. Why do I have more books in Japan than here?
That's Jim Donovan.
The publisher's listening to this conversation.
JimDonovan.com. Jim, let's get back into our outsourcing discussion. What I was saying as we went to the break was about how all this affects small businesses, and I do believe that you know, in my position, I have to really take a broad view, and think about how global trade, which basically is outsourcing is part of, how that affects all small businesses. And in the net, to net it all out, I believe that, that it's good for the majority of small businesses. But there are winners, as I said, winners and losers. The primary people that it hurts the most are the people who have the most trouble converting from an industrial type of a model, business model, to an information model. And for some, there's some people that just, they don't want to do it. They just refuse to do it. There's some people that really have a harder time doing it. I'll give you an example. People who are in the diecast business, small diecast companies, it's kind of hard to convert. It's harder for those guys to convert, but they find themselves in a rude world right now.
Yeah, and I
feel for those guys, but I also know some who are surviving very well because they've learned that they're not in the commodity. They can't sell a commodity. They've got to sell something that's highly customized. And the ones that I know who figured out how to do that are doing okay.
Okay. So they just become flexible.
Well, the main thing is that every small business, in my opinion, Jim, every single small business in the world today has got to be looking at how they do business and making sure that what the world looks like a year or 2 years from now, that their business is moving toward that. And you know, Jim, if you and I are managing our businesses the way people looked at their small business in 1990, or even in 2000, or even in 2003, we're in trouble. We actually have more than ever before, I think, in the marketplace. We have to be looking at where is the world going to be, and what's my business going to look like in that world a year, two, three, 5 years from now, including you and me.
That's what they need to keep looking at. Jay Abraham asked an interesting question. He said, "What would happen if your industry changed overnight?"
Yeah, that has been happening.
It has happened. So I mean, look at Vinyl Records for a good example.
Yeah,
operators, people like that. So yeah, you always need to be in that place, and that, maybe that's one of the keys: the flexibility. I talked to someone the other day who has tried to help provide marketing services to small metal manufacturing, metal die casting, the people you were just talking about, and so many of them have their head in the sand about change and not wanting to change. We're just going to keep doing it like this.
Well, and another thing is they have a tendency to be mad at somebody. They want to be mad at whoever caused this. And what I think, Jim, is that globalization is the trade manifestation of our intellect. We have learned how to move goods and services and labor around the world and to connect all the dots because of our intellect. And to me, anything that our intellect can create, you know, is probably not a bad thing. And we're going to continue to do that. You and I and other human beings are going to keep working on our intellect. We're going to try to develop new things and make the world a better place. And that's what we've been doing, and we're going to continue to do that. And so globalization is the trade manifestation of that, in my opinion.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, that makes sense. Because that goes back to the whole concept of there's plenty to go around. I've always looked at this as a game of musical chairs. When the music stops, everybody lands somewhere.
Right.
Where
things are different today is that 100 years ago the farmer could move to the factory pretty easily, but today the factory worker, it's harder for him or her to go to the computer station, from a factory to a computer station. I think that's where the challenge is for a lot of folks right now.
But again, it becomes embracing. Maybe that's one of the reasons I've always been a survivor, is that I embrace change. I mean, to me, change is good. Change is fun.
Well, it can be, but the problem today is that we have change. We've always had change. It's the velocity of the change. That's what's taken the breath away of a lot of folks, including me sometimes. Jim Donovan, thank you for being here. Enjoyed it.
It's always my pleasure.
We'll have you back again real soon. Jim Donovan, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Handbook to a Happier Life. Quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Brandt. Stay with us.
Oh,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.